Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Art Cry Radio. I am your host, the man who birthed this amazing brainchild. Every week we bring it to you guys in the purest form, and Art Cry Radio is dedicated, I mean dedicated, to finding, featuring, and freeing art in all forms. Creativity has no bounds, and this week I am very honored to have another very creative soul speaking with us and sharing lots of good information. I would be remiss if I did not take a moment to thank Blog Talk Radio for making this possible. Find us on the web, www.blogtalkradio.com/Art Cry Radio. Art Cry is a movement. We are everywhere, y'all. This whole first quarter of 2015, we have been out there. We have T-shirts. We've made donations. We've helped seniors. We started a kind of a book club. We made a huge donation to help, you know, kids go to D.C. We everywhere, and it feels good, very, very rewarding. Find us on Facebook and all the social media sites by going to that site, plus Art Cry Official. So it'll be www.facebook.com/Art Cry Official or twitter.com/Art Cry Official. You get it. You get it. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. This week's guest, man, Tanya Freeman Brown, author of I Am Free, A Gateway of 111 Affirmations Healing Mind Over Breast Cancer. It's a holistic healing prescription of power-packed affirmations, poetry, and the author's own personal journey entries, like the journal entries during her road from diagnosis to treatment to no evidence of disease. Wow. From cover to cover, I Am Free is a companion to encourage and empower anyone moving through breast cancer. All this week, I've sent out information, some startling evidence about breast cancer in general, you know, what it is, why it affects women, you know, how you can treat it, why it's so deadly. And not to mention, you know, each year they have a huge breast cancer push. A lot of the sporting organizations will show support by wearing pink. Art Cry is going to do something this year with the pastel pink shirt, may even get in the 5K. So it's a big issue, and nobody better to talk about it than my friend Tanya Freeman Brown. She's a native of New Orleans, Louisiana. Yes, sir, it's a big easy. And in January 2015, she published her first book, entitled I Am Free, A Gateway of 111 Affirmations, Healing Mind Over Breast Cancer. It just illustrates her courage and faith as an overcoming spirit through poetry and affirmation. Tanya is living free and thriving, in her own words, towards her vision as an author, singer-songwriter, poet, and a messenger of radical self-love, healing hearts with hope, excellence, advocacy, love, inspiration, nurturing, grace, beauty. It brings me honor and great joy to welcome to Art Cry Radio for the very first time my friend, Tanya Freeman Brown. Thank you. Welcome to the show.
I'm over here screaming. I'm like, you from the Big Easy. I was like, okay.
You know, we had to put it down so they could fall in love. You know, we got family and people, lots of good Art Cry Radio fans out that way. It really, really, we happy to have you, you know, spend some time with us. And so we'll get right into the thing. You know, we normally, you know, take a long time to dive into it, but because of the subject matter, I really want to go right in and just you know, let people know, you know, who you are. So tell us, man, in your own words, what kind of an artist are you? What is your special form of art? You know, and explain a little bit about what it is that you've done and that you do.
Well, I mean, I'm so multifaceted, and I used to be real self-conscious about sharing that because of what society deems as being arrogant. But we're all multifaceted
right.
beings, and I'm embracing that in my life. And my art is using my voice, whether it's written, whether it's verbal. My good friend, significant other, says I have the gift of gab, and I should use it more. So that's my art, and I express it my own way through my own personal experiences and also by observing other people's experiences in life and relating to them on that level. And the art should be able to transform your life in the process as it transforms the lives of others. So I'm into so many different things. I write. I like to get in the kitchen every once in a while. I'm not a cook. However, when I do want to get in that kitchen, I'll get in there. I can make gumbo, jambalaya, crawfish bisque. I even tried my hand at turtle soup one time. So I do that. I do that. I love the healing arts. I'm a massage therapist. I was in pharmaceutical sales at one time. I express myself in publishing, so that's the gift of gab and relating and building relationships. I want to expand my art and creativity in areas that I haven't experienced before. I sing. I've been singing since I was, my sister and I have a twin sister. We used to sing on the porch, and according to my aunt who's gone on and she's passed away, she said we used to sing opera. So I've gone back to what I was or who I was as a child, going back to those things that people used to tell us about, but we didn't have any idea we were about it because we were doing it. We became conscious about it because someone told us about it. But that's the beauty of art. Your art is just expressing it and finding that outlet and the venue to express it, whether it's on the stage or whether it's on the street corner. I mean, brilliance is evident, but our society,
absolutely,
a lot of them has suppressed it. So that's what I'm about.
Well, well said. I mean, it's kind of like, yeah, thank you. Honestly, you seem to sum up and you know, in a paragraph, basically how artists feel. You know, there's so many different avenues for us to practice art, you know, and that's what's so amazing about kind of getting to know everybody. You know, this week when I talked to my son about art in general in the show, he asked me point blank, he said, Daddy, you know, why do you seem like you want to get to know everybody, like you want to know all the people? And I laughed and I said, well, you know, son, you know, what really how I would respond to it is kind of what Gregory Burns said. He has a book excerpt from his book, Iconoclast, A Neuroscientist Revealed How to Think Differently. I said, son, you know, like a great man said, no, never be more than a few people away from anyone of importance in the world. I want to be able to say, oh, yeah, I know such and such. Oh, he know him? Oh, yeah, he know President Barack Obama. Yeah, we know him. I want to be able to be that guy. And you can never stop learning. As an artist, you're correct. We like to experience art everywhere. You can't go on a vacation without, well, let's see, what can we do? What can we feed our soul with? So thank you. Real quick, you guys are tuned in to Art Cry Radio. I'm your host, John Williams, and today we're talking with author and artist Tanya Freeman Brown, and she is going to share with us a little bit about her book. We're going to talk about her affirmations and some of the poetry and things she's doing. You couldn't have joined us at a better time, so thank you. We got people from all over the world listening to Tanya. Chicago checking in. I got some folks in California, look like they out there, and you know that's early for them. Also, East Coast, Philadelphia, Virginia is checking in. So you got an audience. Tell us this, you know, this book. Tell us about I Am Free. Give us, you know, what brought that about?
Wow. it's continuously evolving. I am free means different things to different people. For me, let's go back to the basic, the atom, the basic, the cell. Go, let's get to the cellular level of free and freedom and liberation. Well, I mean, I could go back to slavery. I could go back to when, you know, we were enslaved and how we somewhat became free and we were emancipated, you know, according to the laws of this country. And black men and women decided they would, you know, put down their master's names and take up a new name. And I believe in that. You know, everyone could, it's art, life is art. You could change your name, do whatever you want to do. However, for me, free begins with my last name, the name my father gave me, and that is Freeman. So I wanted to play on that. I am free. I am that I am. I'm free. So freedom for me has come since I was a child, and I didn't know that. I wasn't conscious of it until I began to live out the art form of living life and life experiences, and as a child experiencing things and having good times, having not so feel good times, all a part of the evolution and growth of my own personal soul and my experience, and also a lot of the choices I've made. But I didn't realize that those choices would lead up to challenges in my life and, you know, being married at the age of 26 and then 6 years, 7 years later, having to see my husband pass away of cancer. And he set himself free when he left this plane, and I had to remain behind to deal with that emotional crisis. And I didn't realize that I had stuffed it, the grief and the hurt and the pain from my past, but even from the death and from his transition. Nothing ever died, but according to me, I was like, he was gone and I was alone and I was pissed. I was mad. And I realized that anger, and I didn't realize I'd done that. So going on through life, spiraling out of control, and this was in the early 2000s. So I'm 32 years old and I'm a widow. My husband was diagnosed with cancer in 1999. He passed away, or 2000. He passed away in 2001, January in 2001. So 8 years later, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I'm like, what the hell is this?
Like my heart immediately when you hear that kind of story, it's hard to not feel like somebody's picking on you. It's hard to feel like you've been targeted. Like, you know, you see those iconic cartoons where, you know, you got that cloud just hovering over you, and you're the only one being rained on. That just had to be a like getting hit with a ton of bricks. You know, I've never had cancer myself, but it affects everybody, and because we all know a family member or somebody close to us that has it, and it's like, wow, you know, how do you help somebody that's going through what you're going through? Please continue.
Yes. So just to give you the Reader's Digest version, because I am an author, I'm a storyteller, I can go on and on. As a matter of fact, my husband used to say, get to the point. So the point is being free, and how did I come to being free, and, you know, how do I continue to evolve in that freedom? Just taking a lot of pages from the people in my life and observing them, knowing what I wanted and what I didn't want, and I knew as a fact that I didn't want to go out the same way my husband did. And that's not a reflection on him. He's his own entity. He decided, look, I don't want to deal with this anymore. If I'm not going to have quality of life, I'm not going to have it at all. And I'm sorry, baby, I'm sorry. All he could tell me, and he could hardly speak, is I'm sorry. And I was pissed. Well, what are you sorry about? You know, I'm here doing what I have to do and helping you, and you're not helping me because you don't want to live. But it was not up to me to decide that. So, of course, I didn't understand. I could not comprehend what he was doing or why he made his choices until I was confronted with my own experience. That meant that, wow, okay, I had to have compassion for him and his choice and the Creator's choice to make the decision. Let's get out of here. Let's leave.
So the book is called I Am Free.
Uh-oh.
And a little background, you know, We're setting the tone. You know, this is that. The book is called I Am Free, A Gateway of 111 Affirmations Healing Mind Over Breast Cancer. People can get this book by going to Amazon.com. You know, they got everything on Amazon. I mean, I was able to find, like, old cell phone cases. So, I mean, if you can't find it there, then there's something wrong with you, the way you're typing in the search engine. But you can find this book. You know it right away because it has this amazing, amazing cover. It does. You know, traditionally, the color blue, I used to study fine art, but traditionally, like, the color blue signifies sadness, but then the color green has a lot to do, you know, with, it's a lot of symbolisms to life. And so when you get your cover, which is awesome, by the way, when you look at your cover, I'm just like, I'm mesmerized because, you know, it breathes exactly what you're stating. It's like, yeah, this is life. This is life. And then, you know, it's very understated. It's not too over the top. So I'm happy to, like, I found it very, very easy. And then, you know, I got a lot of people that's in the chat room. You know, they're checking you out. I mean, one of my very good friends, when I promote the show, I post pictures, and I do that so that people can, as we talk, they can put that face to, you know, the voice. You know, that's, you know, most people, when they hear this voice and they see me, they're like, oh, you know, your voice does kind of match. You know, you seem like that dude that dude in the alley. You know, you seem like that dude that's going to be at the crawfish ball, that's going to be playing spades or bead with. So, you know, like, you seem like you could put on a tux and then, next thing you know, you out there fighting. You know, like, that's how I am. But when I put your picture up, people were just like, I mean, like a landslide of, yo, who is that? And I'm like, well, you know, this is our next guest. You know, this is what she's about. And like, well, man, you know, so it's some people showing love in the chat room from a physical standpoint. You know, I mean, tell us, listen here, okay, the best way to compliment a woman is to just give her the kind. Hey, you know, you have a lovely face, or, you know, you have a lovely eyes, or, you know, just, you know, yeah, let's not get out of hand with this, fellas. But apparently, a lot of people, one of the things they mentioned that was memorable with the book, and is that, hey, they saw the picture, they looked at the picture of the book, they looked at you, and like their heart, just, you know, it was an outpouring. Like, man, you know, cancer affects everybody, attractive, you know, unattractive, if you want to say that. It affects everybody, men, women, children. It doesn't really care how you look. It's a terrible disease. And so, you know, while I'm sure Ms. Tanya Freeman Brown appreciates, you know, a lot of that love, you know, yeah, you know, cancer don't care if you're cute or not, right? You know, so it's kind of like, you can find it on Amazon. Like, if the book is not outrageous. Some of these books be $40 and $50, and, you know, and I understand it's also, I got to get with it, but it's on Kindle too, right?
Yes, it's on Kindle for $4.99. So you can go to Amazon, get the Kindle version if that's your flavor. If you like it like that, you could do it like that. And eventually I'll have it on audio. And, yeah, so it's a process, you know, just like when I went through it and went, you know, with my husband, and then 8 years later, here I am going through it. So how am I going to free myself? So, you know, I've been driving around the country with these plates on my truck called I Am Free. People want to know, you divorced, what, single, what, you're not free. You still paying taxes. You ain't free. I'm like, you don't even have a clue, and I don't have time at the gas pump to go into it, but I just tell them it's my last name. So when I came up with the book, I wanted to, you know, create affirmations in some journal articles or entries that I had when I was going through it. And I came up with the title simply because of my name, and because I am free from it. I don't accept what the doctors say in terms of recurrence. Yeah, it can come back, but I have that choice by the course of action I take. So I wrote the book because it needed to come through. It needed to be in the lexicon. It needed to be in this experience, and I wanted to leave something behind, you know, crumbs. I needed to leave a trail. Everybody blazes their own trail, but I'm gonna leave some crumbs, and they're gonna shine, and they're gonna be I Am Free crumbs, and people are gonna look at it, okay, they're gonna read it, and, you know, some may be moved and inspired, some may not, And that's okay. It's not for everyone, but for who it's for, it's meant to be for, they'll get the book in their hand. And it's not about getting rich. It's all about expressing the art. It's all, and if I get rich.
I love it. I love to hear that. That's, I mean, people don't get that piece about art, man. It's for the sake of it. You never know. Like, it could be something that, it's a funny story. Somebody said one time, I think even Tupac said, he said, I might not personally change the world, right? I might not, but I guarantee that if something I do is going to spark the mind that does. I believe that with all the content that you put out there, every word that you wrote, just having this book out there, it could be that somebody's getting ready to throw in the towel and they're looking for some help and they stumble upon it online, or they may see it on the coffee table, or they may hear this and think that this can help their friend. So you never really know how far-reaching something as simple as an interview or, you know, a book that you can get from Kindle for $5 will help people. Real quick, you guys are tuning in to Art Crop Radio. I'm your host, John Williams, and today, we're talking with author and artist Tanya Freeman Brown. She is out of New Orleans. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break, put on a little music, but when we come back, we're going to get into why she's, you know, so passionate about the different forms of art that she does. I mean, she does poetry. This book obviously has the center stage, but we're going to figure out why art is so important to her, and then we're going to find out a little bit about where she's from and, you know, and what the dynamic of that town is and how she grew up. It must have been something having like a twin sister, and we're going to get into that. But for now, we're going to put on a little bit of original music. This is from an artist. His name is Yao. His song is Where Will You Be. I think y'all gonna love it. Y'all can find him on Google, iTunes. He's all over the place. We'll be right back with more Art Car Radio.
Now let's get down to business.
Would surely agree that there's no another sister that's more worthy of me. Oh, but these games that you play, they must meet an end. Don't you know I won't be around when you start pushing, baby? Oh, the time has come for me to give my heart. And where will you be? Yeah, where will you be?
You are tuned into Art Cry Radio with your host, John R. Williams.
Wonderful, wonderful. Gotta love that song. Welcome back to Art Cry Radio. I'm your host, John Williams. And today we've been speaking with author and artist Tanya Freeman Brown. Welcome back. Welcome back, Miss Tanya. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Doing good.
It's so many people that are over the music break, like they phones went berserk. And I want to get to them right now. Let's go to the phones. You got some folks in. It looks like New Orleans showing you some love. 504. How you doing? Welcome to Art Cry Radio. What's your name? Where you from? Yeah, you on the air, baby. You on the air. Welcome to Art Cry Radio 504. Look like New Orleans checking in. What's your name? Where you from? Oh, we got a shy one. Tell her, Miss Tiny, don't be shy. Tell her don't be shy.
Hey, don't be that. Come on, speak up.
I don't know who it is, but they shy. Don't be shy. Continue to support us.
You.
Hello?
Try again.
Yeah, no problem. We love you anyway, baby. We love you. And then we got, looks like my hometown checked in. I think they just listening. But a lot of people in the chat room. So thank you. Thank you for the love. Tell us, Miss Tanya, you know, because you're a very bright person. You seem like you're an old soul, you know, trapping a young body. You know what I'm saying? Like you've been here before. But, you know, you could have done anything. You really could have. You seem like you're extremely talented and educated, but what is it so special about this form of art, you know, the writing and the poetry and the affirmation? What's so special about that to you that you wanted to do it like this?
Well, it strikes a keynote within me and my soul and my spirit. I believe I came into this manifestation, into this incarnation with that. It's special to me that I was born in New Orleans, Louisiana, which is the birthplace of jazz and bounce and R&B and all kinds of art forms and so much pain, but yet so much joy. I mean, we got the yin and the yang all around in this place. I mean, it's a city, a lot going on, but I'm glad I was born by the river. In a little hospital on Jackson Avenue, which is now a shell of a building and an area that's being revitalized and gentrified. It's been going on even before Hurricane Katrina in 2005. I was born in Sarah Mayo Hospital on Jackson Avenue, my twin sister and I, and my mother's from New York. She met my dad in New York and followed him down to New Orleans. He was a native of New Orleans. So, you know, I'm glad I was born here, a lot of rich culture, and I believe we choose to be here. So I'm glad I chose to be here, to come through the portal of my mother with a sister. I guess we were just that dynamite that we couldn't do all we needed to do in one shot.
We had to be two of y'all, you know what I'm saying? Two of y'all. Y'all identical twins, or is it just like, you know, fraternal? Are y'all look exactly alike, or...?
We're identical, but it's amazing how she had an experience when she was a teenager with a lump in her breast, but it was benign. And then here years later, I'm the one that supposedly has the malignancy. And it's interesting. We're genetically the same, but she didn't go through what I went through. So, so we chose to express even that art in that experience differently. and both survive it. And she was one of my greatest supporters. I mentioned her in the book. And my mother, she was a nervous wreck going through her own remodeling process after Katrina, her home after Katrina, traveling back and forth from New Orleans to where I was living at the time in the Baltimore, Maryland area. I had a great support system on Facebook. I had friends who traveled in town who thought I was going to have a mastectomy, and then I changed my mind at the last minute, and, you know, they were going to go sit in the hospital with me. And, you know, girlfriend, she, when I broke the news and told them I wasn't having the surgery, they all gasped and started crying because they thought, what is this girl doing? Is she want to die? You know?
Oh, wow.
I'm like, no, it's just that I need to do this the way I need to do this and listen to my spirit. So when I wrote the book, you know, I'm following the spirit and following my intuition and my own GPS, my guidance, which is a lot of ways reconditioned and turned completely off and faded and in the matrix of the world and how society thinks you should be and operate, you know. These conglomerates and corporations, they trying to tell you what to do with your body. And I believe in medicine. However, I need to be involved in that process. So I had to express, and all of that is art. It's expression.
And you know, it just seems like when people try to step in and tell you how to live your life, it does make you want to scream. You know, I have a sound effect that I have that whatever I feel like, you know, I'm losing control of a show, I just like, hold on, wait a minute. It's crazy. So, yeah. Let's go to the phones. It looks like you got some people calling in from New Orleans. David. David is on the line. Let me bring him on. How you doing, David? Welcome to R-Cry Radio. How are you? Welcome to R-Cry Radio, David. I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you before. It seemed like you came on singing, like you got a song on your heart. How you doing? I can't hear you, David.
Hey, how you doing?
I can hear you now. We're doing great. Welcome to R Cloud Radio. You have any comments or questions for Tanya? I mean, she's really inspiring folks with her "I Am Free."
Hi, David. I can't hear you.
Yeah, it just seemed like David's just chiming in. We can't hear you, but it's okay. We appreciate you calling in. Tell us this, Tanya, because what we're trying to determine is, you've mentioned that you had a twin sister. What was it like growing up as a kid? You know, where are you? You said you're from Louisiana, or you live there now, but you said something about being on the East Coast. Like, tell us a little bit about what it was like being a little girl, Tanya, for you. You're like a little bitty Tanya.
I don't know. We were both sassy. I think I was a little bit sassier than my sister. You know, we used to fight in the mornings, and we used to sleep together, right? I mean, come on, we slept together in a womb, and then we sleeping together in life, and we used to fight in the morning like sisters. I mean, it feels good to have a twin, and, you know, we've had our moments, rough patches and smooth patches. She has my back. I have her back. People always say, God, you got beautiful eyes, and what does it feel like to have a twin? I wish I had a twin. Do y'all play tricks on people? Do you play tricks on your boyfriend? Well, no, but one night, you know, my first husband almost kissed my sisters because he thought it was me.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm like, it was in a dark room, you know, when you open the door and the lights aren't on and you're at the front door and there's a one person that opens the door and you didn't turn the light on and he thought it was me, you know. He thought she was
That's almost some fight words, you know, like wait a minute now, like y'all stop playing with me. But it must have been kind of cool having not just a twin, but it seemed like, you know, you had that person you could bump things off of. I can't even imagine what this world would be like with two of me running around here. Oh, my God, that's just going to be, it'd be something
it would
else.
It would be beautiful. Then, you have people to R cry.
Right, we had the R Cry Square. There could be two of us. It'd be R Cry or Crime Cry. No, okay. So look, what we want to do at this point is remind people you're tuned in to Art Cry Radio. We've been speaking with Tanya Freeman Brown, author of I Am Free, A Gateway of 111 Affirmations, Healing Mind Over Breast Cancer, Holistic Healing, Prescription of Power Pack Affirmation, Poetry. You can get this at Amazon, Kindle. It's amazing. I mean, it just to have the book come out in January of this year, you know, and have it do this well, really happy for you. And I think that everybody should support it. I mean, you're talking about something that's going to be a big deal in a few months, you know, when you see all the pink and the breast cancer situation start really being more prevalent. So what I want to do now is kind of a fun thing. You know, it's called the favorite things segment. You know, we get a chance to find out some things that you enjoy and that you like, you know, when you're not doing what it is that you do. But before we get into the favorite things segment, what I wanted to do is find out from you, you know, like, what can we expect out of you going forward? You know, are there any kind of events? Is there, you know, what if somebody's going through something similar and they want to reach out to somebody and nobody's really there for them? I mean, are they able to kind of contact you? I would really love for them to have an outlet, you know, maybe make a new friend or get some encouraging affirmations and some ideas on how they could really, you know, fight the disease. And I think it's best coming from somebody who's gone through it. So tell us a little bit about that. Like, how can people reach out to you? What can they expect from you?
Well, first and foremost, you can get the book at Amazon.com or on Kindle, or you can get it in the print version. And at the back of the book, on page 39, you should see information about the author. My email address is at the bottom of the page for speaking engagements and also healing sessions. I'm a massage therapist, and I also do Reiki. My sister does Reiki as well, so we're into the healing arts. We are into self-love, not from a narcissistic standpoint, but from a spiritual deep standpoint. So you can reach me at birdofparadisebodyworks@gmail.com. You can inbox me on Facebook. You can look me up, Tanya Freeman Brown, on Facebook. Yesterday, I received an inbox from a young lady I've been talking to, and she was diagnosed with breast cancer. I don't know what she's chosen to do, or she chose to do about it, but she went on this long conversation on in the inbox about, you know, that she's going through this and she's going through that. She doesn't know what to do. And it was my opportunity to just say, well, you're doing what you're doing. I mean, you may be confused about what's going on, but in the healing process, but you just created a healing space to vent and to give voice to how you're feeling. And that in and of itself is a part of the healing process. And so that's how I do it. If people reach out to me, then I'll reach out in turn to them. And you can contact me, and I'm kind of a little hesitant about giving out my cell phone number, but let's inbox me first on Facebook.
Yeah, send an email, because we don't want y'all to get out of control, you know what I'm saying, because I can hear y'all now, and we're not going to have no foolishness going on. I'm going to say it for but if you really have a need to reach out to her, buy the book, send her an email. You know, and then let's do it that way. You know, there are different organizations available to you if you just, you know, if it's the middle of the night, you feel like, you know, you can call those kind of helpline. You know, Cancer Treatment Centers of America is one of the places that I usually tell people to get involved. It's a lot of holistic care places in New Orleans area and in your own city. So just, you know, just make sure, you know, we keep everything kosher, keep 100, because if it was me and somebody called me and then they showed up at my house, you already know what's going to happen. They ain't going to play around with you, okay? We're going to have none of that occur. But as far as being able to have a different opinion or her take on things, absolutely. Buy the book, find her on Facebook, hit her up on email. If you missed it the first time, I want you guys to have it. It's Bird of Paradise, like that beautiful flower. Bird of Paradise Bodyworks with an S at gmail.com. Bird of Paradise Bodyworks at gmail.com, and you'll be able to shoot her an email. And then go get the book. It's at Amazon, Kindle. I kind of like that Kindle because they have an app and they have the actual Kindle device. And you know, if you're really a big time reader, you can get that Kindle, and then, you know, you can just cut it off. You don't got to flip through find the pages, all those things, and it's instant too. It looks like we got a lot of supporters. Like I mentioned earlier, lots of people showing love. It looks like I was talking to my staff. I said, let's get her twin sister on the phone. If you give me a moment, I'm gonna bring in Sonya Freeman. I don't want to butcher that last name. She's going to have to help me out with it. You know, a lot of them French names, you know, I got to figure that out. But Sonya, are you on the air?
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? What's up? Welcome to Art Crowd Radio. What do you think about your sister, your twin, Tanya, being on the air talking about I Am Free? You know, you guys are definitely have a deep connection, and I just wanted to be sure, you know, that we brought you on. I couldn't have you on air. What's going on? How you feel about this?
Everything. Everything is everything. Before I start talking about how awesome my sister is for sharing her beautiful story with the world, I wanted to address my last name. That's my husband's name. His family says it's Fashion, but he doesn't say that. It's Fasine. It's either Fashion or Fasine, yes.
Fasine. I feel like that would be just, if I had a name like that, it'd just be over. I'd be, what's your name? My name is John Fashion. Shut down. The whole planet is just shut all the way down. They're like, girl, I don't know who he is, but that name right there. Anyway,
exactly.
Okay, I got it. Fashion.
Yes.
Got it.
Well, you know, Tanya is, you know, she's my twin sister, obviously, and she was the second born. I'm the first. I came out.
Here we go.
Before Tanya.
So you're 5 minutes older. Okay. Yay. Good for you.
That's 6 minutes, Dougie Fresh, you're on. 6 minutes. Yeah, so, you know, she, and as far as the African, you know, Africans believe that the second twin is really the oldest twin. So it can go either way, but we're still one and the same. We're individuals, yet one and the same. But I really appreciate her strength and courage to share her story, because the journey was difficult, and I felt the same things that she felt. Although I wasn't personally experiencing it, I was indirectly experiencing everything that she endured with, you know, from the diagnosis to the all clear, you know, no signs of evidence, no evidence of cancer. And I believe that, you know, she was to undergo this experience so that she can be an example for others who experience this dreaded disease, which really it shouldn't be dreaded disease. We should enact the mind over matter thought process, that we can conquer anything in our lives, anything. So that's all that I wanted to say.
Man, it's like I'm over here finna tear up, man. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so much love in the air. I feel like we down south. It's like, there's so much love in the air. You know, in the air, it's just love. We really appreciate you taking the time out, you know, and being there for her, y'all going through this together, and her having somebody to just chat with, you know, aside from the spouse. Sometimes, you know, you got to have that friend that's a friend, but sometimes your friend can't be available for you. So it's really nice having that sister to turn to. Now it's time, so I'm going to leave you on the air, you know, just for you to listen in so we can fact check some of this. But right now, we're getting ready to go into our favorite thing segment. Yes, sir.
You're my favorite thing.
Awesome, from the classic Sound of Music joint. favorite things. We're not going to get too personal, but we know that it's other things involved with people that make them tick. And we have a wildly entertaining person, a creative, artistic person in Tanya Freeman Brown. So I'm kind of interested to see where some of these things would go. All right, so let's say, so y'all got that New Orleans thing happening. So let's say that you just went on, you know, you had a speaking engagement where, you know, everybody bought books, and then part of the deal was that they could take you out to dinner, and you can have anything that you wanted to eat, anything at all. What would be on your plate? Like, what would you have to eat if they paid for the dinner and they were like, man, price is no object? What would you have?
Well, let me sushi. Tell you about what? Sushi.
I said sushi, yes.
Man, girl, please.
Okay. Tanya said sushi, but then her sister just immediately checked. Girl, please. Okay, what? Let's hear this. So sushi, right? Sushi. So what kind of sushi do you like?
Uni, California rolls. Raw uni is sea urchin wrapped in seaweed and rice. Yeah.
That sounds like you gotta like go in there knowing, and like they know you finna order it, so they prepare it. Okay, so sushi. I like sushi because, you know, you can be so different. It can have so much variety, if you know what I mean. It can have so much layers, but. Your sister said, girl, please, why do you say that, Miss Sonya?
No, Sonya said sushi, and Tanya said, girl, please.
Oh, okay, so I got it back. See, that's the whole twin thing. Y'all playing tricks on me. See, Sonya done took the interview over now. This is what we're trying to do. We're trying to find out first. We're going to find out first what Tanya, with a T, what's her thing for it. We're going to fact check it with you. We're going to say, do you really believe that she's going to have that? So let's just rewind that. Let's rewind that again. We act like we still got a lot of show left. I need to do this sound. Let me just get back like we're going to rewind the whole thing. Just. All right. There we go. All right. So, Tanya, if you could have any meal that you wanted, and we could pay for any dinner that you wanted, Tanya with a T, not an S, a T. Tell us, what would you have for dinner? Like, what would be on your plate as your perfect meal? Like, what would be on there? And we know it ain't sushi. We know it ain't. Okay, go ahead.
Let me clarify that. This is Tanya speaking. And Tanya is correct. It would be sushi. But before we get to the food, we got to get to what's going to be in that cup. You need to ask, if you're from New Orleans, it's what's in your cup. It ain't what's on your, doesn't necessarily on your plate.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to take a guess. Is it brown or is it clear?
It's red. And your tongue is going to be purple.
Oh, man. Oh, well, see, there you go. See, I forgot I was talking to the ladies because, you know, a guy is just one or two options. Is it brown or is it clear? Okay, well, so yours is purple. So what are you going to have in your cup? What's going to be in the chalice or in the goblet? What are you going to have?
Well, it'll be the finest of the grape, liquid sunshine, maybe about two glasses or more, depends.
Like a Shout sweet red or a Sauvignon, or what are you going to have?
Pinot Noir.
Okay. Ooh, that sounds like that's like kind of, ooh, or it's a Pinot, all right. So you're going to have that first. And then
we'll go to dinner and, you know, we'll have, I mean, it could be anything. The guy that was trying to call in, that's my foodie. That's my food road dog. He always likes to go out to eat and a lot. He's the most interesting man in the world. You know,
cool. You know, so then, okay, the next question is, so imagine that you had opportunity to take a vacation, and, you know, it's been a few years since you just really went out. Where would you go to vacation? You know, what would you do? What kind of things would you do?
Wow. I don't know. I've always wanted to go to Paris, so I think Paris is the next on the list. My twin beat me there. And she went out and checked it out for me and had a good time, and I think Paris would be it.
So 2020, I hope you ain't mad at me. She's like, I ain't going to tell him nothing else then. And I'm just joking. All right, so tell me this. So when you went to Paris, do you think it would be a place that your sister would like? You know, what's so awesome in Paris? I've never been.
Oh, my gosh. My husband and I went to Paris in April of 2013, and it is so awesome because it reminded us so much of New Orleans.
Oh,
and
wow,
the
really?
Yes. I mean, because New Orleans has so many different influences, French,
yeah.
Spanish, African, German, we could see the French influence throughout Paris. And we also had close friends of ours, a high school classmate and her husband, who lived in Paris for 5 years, and we were able to stay with them. You know, they were gracious hosts, and we went to the Eiffel Tower, some of the major attractions, and the food was awesome. So, yes, I would recommend Paris to anyone outside of going to the motherland, the continent, which
right.
I have not set foot on that continent, but I am. I will. That's where I would, you know, I would suggest anyone just have an experience in Paris.
Awesome. All right, the last question, this is kind of funny, right? So, you know, we always talk about art, being artists ourselves, but we experience art as well. You know, personally, I mean, like a perfect evening for me would be going to like a film festival, you know, with unlimited popcorn, drinks and food. And me and my wife, we sit down, we're going from movie to movie to movie, and we're talking about it, and we sharing our ideas, we saying if we liked it or hated it. I mean, I could totally do that. I could do that every day if I had opportunity to. That's what I would enjoy doing, you know, in terms of art or listening to live music. What do you like to do? What art do you like to experience, you know, when you're not doing your own art?
I like to listen to other people sing. I like to listen to spoken word. We go to Second Vine Wine and had a house party the other night. So, you know, I love my wine, and I love going to nice, quaint, cozy spots where you could talk and have conversation about anything. It's almost like Cheers, you know. You want to go where everybody knows your name and they're always glad you came, you know.
I do. I mean, like,
yeah.
I want to get to the point where my money ain't no good nowhere. Like, man, like 10 years ago you had me on your show, and when I had that day, and, I mean, I started opening up restaurant after it. You better not bring your wallet out. You better put your money up. I want to be that guy.
Yeah.
Everybody know. It's like, man, you know, he's cool as a fan. You know, I don't have to be on TV or anything like that, but, you know, I want to be that guy. So I totally do understand. Thank you for taking the time to do a favorite thing. That's one of my favorite parts of the show because it really, you know, put a human element on people. Like, you know, they artists, but they people as well. So that was favorite thing. I want to say thanks for calling in. So we appreciate you. We can definitely hear y'all connection. Cause I forgot who was talking. I'm like, okay, this Tanya. I mean, do I like owe you? You gonna talk? You gonna be quiet? I don't know. So we had to go through that. But we appreciate you calling in. I'm gonna go ahead and put you on mute. We can finish up. Now tell me this. You know, it's a lot of people that may have just joined us. If you are, this is Art Crowd Radio. We're talking to author Tanya Freeman Brown, and she is the author of I Am Free, A Gateway of 111 Affirmations, Healing Mind Over Breast Cancer. I Am Free is a holistic healing prescription of power-packed affirmations, poetry, and then the author shares her own personal journal entries during her road from diagnosis to treatment to no evidence of the disease. And she's awesome from New Orleans. We've just been talking about the power of the healing mind, you know, faith and courage that she has, you know, shown through this tumultuous time. In addition, she's an author, singer, songwriter, poet, just so many different hats that she has. So definitely part of the Art Crowd family. We appreciate her for sharing it. But there may be some people out there right now that, you know, just got the news, or they feel like, you know, we really would like for you to talk to them and remind them how they can get the book and what the book's going to do for them. You know, take a moment, if you will, Tanya, to just kind of reach out to those people and give us a final set of words before we end the show up.
Well, to all those who are going through the process, moving through that process, it can be a struggle, but don't have any resistance. just trust yourself, trust your gut, trust your instincts. You got to go in. And what I mean by going in, you got to get in tune with yourself. It's okay to listen to other people, but you have to get your cues from the universal presence. You got to get it, well, God, whatever you call it. You got to get those cues, and then you have to ask for the resources, the information to come to you. And then you also have to play an active role in your own personal process, because it is a process of mental release, emotional release. Get to the root cause of what created the dis-ease in your body, because it had to start somewhere. It could be from erroneous thoughts. I mean, and when you think the same things and you do the same things, it builds a momentum and it builds a frequency and a vibration. And because everything is matter and energy, everything is energy, it's moving and it's going to find its target. So if you're always in negativity, then you can't be surprised when negativity walks on your doorstep. It steps to you. And you have a choice. I would say always encourage yourself, redefine yourself, let go of some things. And sometimes it's difficult to let go. But when you let go, you'll find that you've always had the resilience, you've always had the wherewithal and the tenacity to navigate through any process. It's hard, but it's not hard. When you look back on it, you'll find that there are always the little things on the way that help to get you through it. You know, whether it's people, whether it's the art form. I mean, I know a young lady, we're the same age, and she watched me go through it on Facebook, and we were friends in Maryland when I lived there, and then she was diagnosed a couple of years ago, and she's created scarves. Crochet scarves, you know. She's getting lymphedema in her arms because she's crocheting and knitting these scarves, these infinity scarves, and that's how she's expressing her art. And matter of fact, I'm gonna point her in your direction, John, because I think she's a great woman, family woman, and I mean she is where she is because she's like, I'm trying to keep up with you, so you never know who's watching. So you even if sometimes it's not even graceful and you're having an ugly day, your hair's messed up, you're all bloated and big because of the steroids, you know, and the chemotherapy and whatever, you're all burnt up in the chest because you had radiation. But, you know, people find grace in the midst of the struggle, and they learn and they grow and they're never the same. So, I mean, there's so much more I could say. I plan to write another book, but I
want you to. Please do, because you're definitely inspiring. Somebody's going to hear a portion of what's been said today, and it's going to change their lives. I really do believe that. You know, you're going to always be a friend of Art Cry Radio. I told you this week, I had a few more shirts. You know, Art Cry tees. You know, when people purchase them, that really helps enable me to be able to do things for seniors and children by way of our program. I had two left before we sold out. And because I like you and your sister, I went on ahead and put them in the mail, so you're going to get them. And all I want y'all to do is just put them on, represent, take a couple of selfies. That's from us over here at Art Cry, from me to you, just as a small gesture and token to thank you for your time and for sharing with this. Remember, I am free, a gateway of 111 affirmations, healing mind over breast cancer. Find it in Amazon. You can get the Kindle version. Go out and purchase this. I don't want to hear no excuses. Some of y'all just came in from the club. Y'all spent $100 on drinks and appetizers. Y'all could spare $5-$10 to get this book and get it in y'all stable, because it's definitely going to help somebody or you. You know, there's a lot of self-help that you can get with this book. So, I mean, on that note, we thank you so much for choosing Art Cry Radio on today. And next week, keep it rolling. We're going to continue with one of our hot topic shows. I want you guys to tune in. Thank you so much for choosing Art Cry Radio.
Are you an artist? Are you a creative soul? Think you've got what it takes to be an interesting guest on the show? Please submit your interview request to to theartcry@gmail.com. Once again, if you think you've got what it takes to be on the show, please reach out to us and email us directly at theartcry@gmail.com. Back to the show.